one person told me that you need to think about the career from day one, because many people come here with the excitement in the beginning and they are too invested in, or they don't have a choice but to invest in their other things that they have to handle, like the study itself and explore the culture, explore Europe. But if they plan to look for a job afterwards, then they have to think about this from the first day. And then they have to figure out a time plan, how to manage this limited time, how to fit in everything in this limited time.
Hello and welcome to Inside Deutschland, your guide to careers in Germany, season two. This podcast provides you with insight into working in Germany and tips on how to navigate opportunities and challenges across the German labor market. I'm your host, Jessica Schuler, a Germany-focused career coach, trainer, and international educator. As part of the Inside Deutschland podcast, I interview people from all over the globe who've been successful in Germany and who have interesting insights and expertise on what working in Germany is actually like, so you can learn from their experience. The transition from studying to working isn't always easy. And it's especially difficult if you are moving from an English language degree program to a job where you need to speak or at least understand German. An English language undergraduate or graduate degree in Germany doesn't give you much time to study German, adapt to a new culture, and prepare for the German job market, where you'll be competing with native German speakers who normally at least speak English fluently, plus often also another language such as French or Spanish. If you want to know how to prepare early for this transition and how to deal with the challenges that come with it, please keep listening. In this episode, I will be discussing these issues with two guests, Mohamed Elhag, Study Coordinator for International Programs at the BTU, or the Brandenburgische Technische Universität Cottbus-Senftenberg, who will give us a perspective on how the English language program landscape in Germany has changed over the last 20 years. But to begin, I will be talking to a current international PhD student and research assistant, Gaoli Xiao, who can talk about the topic of our episode from both a personal and academic perspective. But before we dive in, what has your experience been regarding the job search in Germany after completing an English language study program? Please add your thoughts to the comments section. Gaoli Xiao, originally from China, is a research assistant for the Urban Rural Assembly Research Project at the China Center, located at the Technische Universität Berlin. She's been working on her PhD in sociology, migration, and mobility at the Universität Bonn since 2023. Gaoli, welcome to the show. Could you start by telling us a little bit about yourself?
Thanks for having me today. And my name is Gaoli. I come from China and I've been in Germany since my master's. I started in 2019 and I did a kind of Erasmus degree. So 1 year in Germany, another year in France. And after my graduation, I found an internship in Germany, which is actually a semi-internship because it's a researcher position in the university as a research assistant. So after I graduated from my master's, I stayed in Germany and I tried to look for a job. And I think it was an 8 months job seeking phase until I found a position in the same department where I did my internship. And since then, I have been in Berlin for 2 years. And a year after my graduation, I also started my PhD, and that is in the University of Bonn. And my research topic is about how international students navigate the study to work transition in Germany, which is also why I guess that I'm here today.
Perfect. And can you tell me a little bit about why you originally chose to come to Germany?
Yeah, so it was a complicated story because I did my bachelor's in China and afterwards I worked in a Chinese company for 2 years. And this company was based in both China and also abroad. And so I worked a year in China and 1 year in Brazil. But I didn't like so much the job, and I was also like kind of exploring what I really want to do. And I decided in the end that I want to do something related to urban development. So I was looking for opportunities, like educational opportunities online. And I was also having this vague image that I want to study in Europe. So when I looked up for European programs, I also kind of focused on France, Germany, Spain, and Italy, these four countries, because they are affordable compared with UK, of course. And also the educational quality is also quite high. So I applied for a couple of programs in these countries, and I got admitted by this program in Darmstadt in Germany. And the program itself is also like very, very interesting, and it offers this Erasmus opportunity so that I can also experience France. And I was a fan of travel, and I really like to experience different culture. So for me, that was a perfect choice.
Excellent. Thank you for telling us a little bit about that. You know, you have studied primarily then in English, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And did at any point in time, like when did you kind of start learning German, if at all?
Yeah, just as I said, before I come to Germany, my motivation was not that I want to like migrate to Germany. It was more based on my career aspiration and this excitement about exploring Europe as a region. So I didn't even think about maybe there's a chance that I will be staying in Germany afterwards, so which also didn't motivate me so much to learn German before I come here. So I only started learning German when I started my master program. When I just arrived, there is a mandatory German course for, I think, 1 month or so, where I learned a basic German like A1. But I quickly forgot after this month, because then I started this very intensive master's program where I didn't have any chance at all to learn German. And then I went to France, and then I had to learn French as well. Yeah, so, and then I resumed to learn German after I come back to Germany from France. And since I came back, I already know that I want to stay in Germany, so German is very important. So I also took classes from Volkshochschule, like not beyond the university. I was also looking for courses outside, and I took until now B2 course, B2.1. But I still think my level of German is very low, it's not enough for me to communicate in German yet.
So I'm wondering if you can tell us a little bit more about your research, which focuses on migration and mobility, and if you can just kind of tell us how you have designed the project, what the questions are, and what you're hoping to find.
Yeah, so maybe just to continue with my own story, because that was my motivation for this topic. When I was struggling during this period of 8 months, although it's a short time, but when I was in it, I felt it was so long, and I knew that this is an average time for everybody. But when I was experiencing it, it felt especially like the 8th month, I really struggled mentally a lot. So I started to reflect if this is my individual struggle or it's a collective struggle. And because I also have a lot of classmates, and I have friends who are international students who wanted to stay in Germany, and they are also telling me very similar stories. By then I started to reflect if this is a system problem instead of an individual problem. That was also the starting point of my PhD project. So I want to find out whether there is a gap between the seemingly welcoming immigration policy for high-skilled migrants and the lived reality of those potential high-skilled migrants. And I want to understand how the student migrants, as middling migrants, I will explain this term later, experience or navigate this education migration nexus. So some scholars call student migrants the middling migrants, because they are not yet high-skilled migrants, but they're also not low-skilled migrants. They are somewhere in between.
So middle league is what they say?
No, middle, like somewhere in the middle. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So they are high-skilled migrants to be, so to say, and they are also not decided yet if they are going to be long-term migrants or just short-term or circular migrants. This is also another in-between situation. And also in terms of whether their migration is voluntary or involuntary is also somewhere in between, because if you hear my story, it seems that a lot of my choices are intentional, and I am making my conscious choice to stay here, and there's no like a whatever force to push me to leave the country or to stay in the country. But in fact, when I reflect on it, I realize that actually there are some factors that push me to stay in the country, because I knew that I didn't want to go back to China because I can't readapt to the Chinese lifestyle anymore, or the work style, and also the political environment, especially after so many years living abroad. And this is the case also for many other international students, and especially some of those from Africa or conflicted zones. It's even more like their migration or their education migration nexus is even more involuntary compared with, for example, me, who still at least have this option to go back to China. And another dimension of my research is also to understand to what extent is the higher education and migration connected at the institutional level in Germany. Because at the moment, the higher education institutions and the job agencies and the immigration offices in Germany seem to be not so well connected. I imagine that the immigration office and the job agency has been having this conversation because of other kind of migrations. So they are kind of in, I don't know, in dialogue. They know what each other are doing, but it seems that higher education institutions are something rather far from this too, especially the people who work in higher education seem to be a bit disconnected with the immigration reality on the ground. Yeah, so this is the second thing that I want to figure out in my research.
I'm wondering if you could maybe elaborate a little bit on what you have seen and found thus far, either in your own experience or through your research, about challenges that students face that maybe are not talked about as often.
Yeah, I even want to elaborate a little bit about this language problem, although it's so talked so much about already. Because actually, from what I hear from my research participants, they even don't really have that much chance to learn the language. Although maybe from the career service perspective, people who come to the career service already have some German because they intentionally like prepared for their career in Germany. But from what I heard, many people actually struggle to find the language courses even in the university or outside the university. In the university, it's too much demand, too little supply. And outside the university is mostly not so affordable for international students, especially coming from the developing countries. And also, as you said, language alone is not enough. That also leads to the other problem, which I think the time is a very important issue. So the master's degree is usually 2 years. And during these 2 years, there's so many things that the international students has to manage. It's a new culture for them. The courses are usually intensive, and they also have to think about their internship and then afterwards their career. So usually the first year is like the first 6 months is the excitement period where people experience a new culture and they're excited about exploring different like new stuff. But then they quickly realize that they have to take action very quickly to learn the language if they want to find a job afterwards in Germany. But most of people I spoke to, that they found it too, like it's more like everything at once. You know, it's like they have to manage so many things at once that they don't have a choice but to miss a lot of things that they should have done, but they couldn't, including the language, including networking, including prepare themselves for the career. And there's also another important dimension, which is the financial stress. Although the Germany tried to, like the policymakers try to avoid this by make sure that students has money for the first year, at least. When they apply for the visa, they already have to have a blocked account, which proves that they can afford the first year of education. But many people I spoke to, they are very stressed during the first year about the second year's money because they have to somehow manage to find the money for the second year. And many people actually engage in those low-skilled jobs, like warehouse job or kitchen work in a restaurant. So they ended up doing those kind of jobs and night shift, meanwhile studying. So they just don't have that much energy anymore to also manage so many other things. And then the second year, they also have to manage their master's thesis and finding an internship and doing the internship, yeah, and graduate. So the time here is very crucial to consider, like how they can manage to use their time efficiently within this limited 2 years. I mean, I know also a lot of people who extend their master's study to, I don't know, prepare themselves for the job market. And a lot of people also struggle. I think maybe this is also talked a lot about this bureaucracy in Germany, about waiting for the visa, waiting for the residence permit, and constantly in waiting. And this creates a lot of mental stress. and of course, economic stress associated with this visa renewal, and also insecurity. So a lot of this mental stress, I guess, are not mentioned so much in the current discussion around this topic. But I think from my research and my own experience, it's a really, really strong issue because I found that most of the research participants, they are extremely resilient, adaptive, and hardworking. But sometimes this kind of broader factors like the visa limit or immigration policy or, I don't know, like other macro level constraints may push them to maximum, to their limit, although they are so hardworking, so adaptive.
So considering all of this and keeping this all in mind, what advice do you give international students who are thinking about coming to Germany and studying here in an English taught program? And or students who are already here studying in an English program, wondering now, what am I going to do afterwards without any German skills or without a network or whatever it may be? What do you tell them?
Yes. So I actually also asked this question to my research participants. What advice would they give? And one person told me that you need to think about the career from day one, because many people come here with excitement in the beginning and they are too invested in, or they don't have a choice but to invest in their other things that they have to handle, like the study itself and explore the culture, explore Europe. But if they plan to look for a job afterwards, then they have to think about this from the first day. And then they have to figure out a time plan, how to manage this limited time, how to fit in everything in this limited time. And language is, of course, the number one priority, because I think many people had this idea that everybody in Germany speaks English, but in the job market, this is not the case. In the job market, you still need German to work, to talk to everyday people, to talk to the colleagues. And English jobs do exist, but then you are competing with the entire world, the whole international population plus Germans. And the second advice is that to make use of the existing services. A lot of them, if you don't go to explore, they are hidden. For example, there is now more and more career service in the university, and there is language courses offered by the university, although short in supply, but still they exist and outside the university. And each city has many different approaches. So like if you invest time on exploring and networking, you will find out a lot of service that you can make use of. And also people told me that those services are really helpful. And maybe an advice for the job seeking phase, because it's extremely challenging mentally, financially. So it's important to already, like if you're listening to this podcast, it means that you're kind of preparing already, right? So knowing that it is normal to have all those stress, it's normal to be, I don't know, even depressed during this process. So it's important to try to find a balance for navigating this period. Try to find also support from friends or from social networks. Maintain a healthy lifestyle during this period. Yeah, and even if you already left the university, you still can seek help from the service offered by your university. And also, you can find like those therapy, mental therapy offers and or consultation offers from the university and from the city.
And I do think the mental health aspect is really important to point out as well, that to know that it's okay and that if you're stressed out and if you're overwhelmed and if you're dealing with anxiety and depression, you're not alone. This is part of the process. And if you need help, there are resources at universities to help, basically, not only for careers, but also for mental health things.
And maybe there's one more thing I just realized I want to add about the challenges faced by international students, especially during this job-seeking phase, that a lot of people said that there's this chicken and egg situation between the work permit or the residence permit and the job contract. Because sometimes when they find a job, their employer asks for a work permit so that they can start a contract. But then they go to the residence, like immigration office, and then the immigration office asks for a job contract to give them a residence permit. And they many times they already, like, after so many efforts, found a job, but then they have to lose the job because of the residence permit situation. I think this is a really sad problem which has to be addressed. And another quote I want to add is called a small money trap, because I talked earlier about the low-skilled and labor-intensive jobs that a lot of international students are engaged in. I got this suggestion from one of them that this person think that this is a small money trap because many people think they have to make use of the time they have in Germany to earn as much money as they can to support themselves and also their family back home. That's why they ended up doing those jobs. But in the end, these jobs do not contribute to their future career so much because they invested too much time on low-paid job that doesn't bring so much reward. And then they are also mentally and physically exhausted from those jobs. So, yeah, that's the one important thing I forgot to mention.
Yeah, and this idea of the small money trap is very real. I've seen this with students that I've worked with. Mm-hmm. And it's a trap for sure, because it's a cycle that you can get yourself into where you become dependent on that job, because in some way, shape, or form, it is providing you with the financial resources that you and maybe the family that you're sending money to back home need in that moment. But when you finish your degree, you don't have any, you know, internship experiences. You don't have any practical experience on your resume to really then put yourself out there into the labor market in order to get work that's more qualified compared to what you studied, right? Mm-hmm. And in that space, we do need a lot more support programs from government entities, I think, in order to provide students with some type of financial net, more or less, during their studies, so that they do have the space in order to pursue unpaid internships, which are really common, right? Or spend some time in the evenings going to a networking event with local business actors, right? People who are working at bakeries or pushing boxes around boxes around in warehouses. They don't have the time for that. They're tired, like you said. Mm-hmm. And so that is definitely something that we need to improve. And if we want to really sustainably improve the job chances of international graduates in this country.
Yeah, exactly.
Gauli, thank you so much for being here today and for sharing all of your insights and perspectives from your research with our audience.
Thanks for having me.
In my interview with Gauli, we discussed some of the challenges that international students who study in English but want to work in Germany face during and after their studies in Germany. With our next expert, we're going to go into more detail and gather some helpful tips about integrating into the German labor market after having completed an English language study program. Mohamed Elhag is the coordinator for international study program at the Brandenburgische Technische Universität Cottbus-Senftenberg. He is responsible for the bachelor and master's programs in environmental and resource management, which he studied himself 25 years ago. Mohamed works to ensure that the programs meet the highest academic standards and are tailored to the needs of a diverse and global student body. And he has more than 10 years of experience working with students who study in English but want to work in German afterwards. I'm so happy to have you, Mo, here on the show today to talk to us a little bit about your experience. I was wondering if you could start by introducing yourself and telling us a little bit about who you are, where you're from, and what you currently do professionally.
My name is Mohamed Elhag, originally from Sudan. I used to live with my parents in UAE, New York Arab Emirates, there where I lived all my entire life before the university. After I finished school, I came to Germany to study here. The first went like through the normal way of starting the study in Germany for every foreign student, where I need to first learn the German language and then go to the student college, where they have like those three different courses. It depends on in which direction you want to study, for like technical studies or medical studies or something different. And that was the way I used to have before, let's say, those English study programs started. I came in 1996 to Germany, where the English study programs were a bit like kind of started late after the Bologna process in 1999 or 1998. Therefore, was my desire in the very beginning to study in German. And after I finished the study colleague and the student colleague, I had like kind of like time to decide what I want to study, and I just discovered the English study program, Environmental Resource Management, in Cottbus, and just decided to do it. I don't know why. It was in the beginning like, okay, it's great. It's in English. I already have my German language, so I can study in English, and then I can work everywhere in the world, because German was, in that time, not the, let's say, the world language that you need to use it everywhere when you go out to Germany. And I didn't have the intention just to stay in Germany. Okay, then I have study in English, and that will open probably more doors for me when I go.
Just a quick interruption here to clarify. A Studienkolleg is a kind of preparatory college specific to the German higher education context. Studienkollegs offer targeted preparation courses for international applicants who want to study at a German university. While some school-leaving certificates are immediately recognized and allow for direct access to German higher education institutions, others have a foreign university entrance qualification that is not directly recognized as equivalent to the German Abitur. Such individuals then have the option to take part in a Studienkolleg prep program, which normally ends in an exam that, if successfully passed, provides the international applicant with the option to apply for a study program at a German university.
So you started with the intention of not working in Germany, but you ended up working in Germany. Can you tell me a little bit about what that process looked like?
It was actually more like a coincidence for me. I used to work as HIVI.
Oh yeah, like a student assistant.
Student assistant for the coordinator, study program coordinator of the program. And I got, let's say, with the time, some experience about that job, get to know the German administration work, the type of the work there. What helped me more is the German language I had before, because I was able to speak, to communicate in German. It was for me wonderful. So I had two languages that I can communicate with. I have also my mother. One mother language is Arabic, so it was great. I have three languages I can use for my job. And somehow, like, my boss, the coordinator, got maternity leave for 2 years, and they offered me the job, and I took it. And after that, it just happened that they pronounced new jobs in that position, and I applied for that, and I got one of the positions as a coordinator for international study programs in the BTU.
So you did the bachelor's in environmental and resource management, then you did the master's in environmental and resource management. Both of those were in English.
Yep.
And then during your master's degree, you became the coordinator of international study programs in Cottbus.
Yes.
And kind of oversaw then the coordination of those programs.
Yeah.
Since you've been through both an English bachelor's program and an English language master's program, can you tell us a little bit about the differences in that from a student perspective, especially if a student is interested in working in Germany afterwards?
We should not forget that to work in Germany, you need to have the German language. You need to be able to communicate within the company. You need to be capable to work in an environment where everyone around you is thinking in the German working level or working environment. I would really suggest, or like advise those who would like to come to Germany to study in English, they should start immediately from the first day to start with the German language. So if we just like express, like talking about the time the student spends in Germany, best student, it's about 5 years. If they continue studying to finish also a master's degree. And within those five years, they can get a lot of knowledge, experience, and prepare themselves to work in the German labor market. They can start with the German language very quick, very early, continue this even during the master program, or even like study a master degree in German language. And that would be really a great opportunity for a lot of students if they do that, because you have a bachelor degree in Germany, even if it's in English, and then you finish your master degree in a German taught program. And this is the key to work in Germany without no troubles. So on the other hand, you have the master student where they have 2 years. And as I said before, the master student, they have completely different plan. They come to finish a study and go to work directly. And within those 2 years, they want to learn the German language because they want to stay in Germany. They want to adapt to the German system very quickly. They tried a lot by going for internship, to do Werkstudent, to somehow gain the experience on working in German labor market. And that has two effects. The first one, either you finish quickly your study and you will not be ready for the German labor market because you didn't gain the language level that you need. The other effect is, let's say a student knew that they want to work in Germany, therefore they knew they needed German language. For that, they can extract their study time period. So for not finishing in 2 years, probably you need like 4 years. And this is not actually what we in the university would like to have. It's not like that it's good for any program to have students graduate in a two-year program after 4 years.
It doesn't look good to employers either.
Exactly.
No.
And as I said before, you have more foreign students, more German students, sorry, in the bachelor program than the master program. So the interaction with German students in the bachelor program, it's more higher than the master program. That was also what that meant to me. I had a lot of friends from Germany during my bachelor time. And the funny thing is that they always wanted to speak English with me because they want to improve their English language. And I wanted to speak only in German with them because I don't want to lose my German language. So it was kind of a win-win situation. And it was actually good. So the interaction there, it's very good.
So it's easier as a bachelor student because you're younger oftentimes, right? But even if you're not younger, you're still going to be there for a longer period of time. And that 1 year can make a difference, right?
Yep.
With learning the language. You're more, you know, able to integrate socially just because the environment that's there for you includes a lot more, you know, German students than the master's degree programs.
Definitely.
What advice do you have for individuals who are considering a bachelor's program in Germany? And then what advice do you have for those who are considering a master's program, especially if their goal is to work in Germany afterwards?
The language, definitely. So be open. This is my message to everyone who wants to come to Germany and study in the bachelor program, even for the master program. Try to get every opportunity to get to interact with Germans around you, German students, because it's not only the language that you need. You need to understand the culture as well. And the other thing is like where students can get, let's say, start of getting into the German labor market is to do an internship. Try to really find a way to do an internship or a Werkstudent. This is very, very, very good and really very helpful.
Right. And it's a mix, right? And I think just to kind of summarize, you know, it's a mix of what are students doing, the students who do want to stay here, right? Like, are they, you know, kind of moving in the direction of what employers are looking for? And language is one aspect of that. Understanding the culture and business culture is another aspect of that, right? Which you can get also through different social activities at university, believe it or not. And then the other side of that coin is our companies, right? And companies being willing to offer internships in English to get people started, to get people in the door, right? And being willing also to maybe offer some type of hybrid setup when the student is, you know, graduated and they're starting an entry-level job and maybe it's a little bit of English, a little bit of German at the beginning because they're still trying to kind of get their feet on the ground when it comes to the language, right?
Yeah. And the last thing is like German is now really, really ready to have foreign students coming, even if they just speak English. And everyone has the chance in every German university to improve German languages, so they should not be afraid of that. Even for alumni who studied here in Germany and left back to home countries and work there, the market is open for everyone to come back and to work here. So don't be afraid to take that step.
All right. Well, Mohammed, thank you so much for sharing your insight and experiences with us today. It's rather uncommon to have someone who studied in both a bachelor's and a master's program in English. And it's even more uncommon to then find someone who's also coordinated English language programs in Germany. So thank you for being here today.
I want to thank you for inviting me. Thank you very much for this opportunity.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
The topic of this episode, studying in English and working in German, is and will continue to be incredibly important across the German higher education landscape in the coming years. My top three tips from this episode for those of you who may be considering studying in English, but later on want to work in Germany, include: first, plan your career from day one. It's essential to start thinking about your career prior to applying for your study program, but at the latest, as soon as you begin your studies, especially if you plan to work in Germany after graduation. Make time to research industries, employers, different networks, and job requirements. And remember, you can always ask for advice from the university's Career Services Department. Second, learn German alongside your studies. Even if you're studying in English, most jobs in Germany will require some level of German proficiency. Start learning German as early as possible and surround yourself with the German language. Watch German TV shows, listen to German podcasts, do your sports class in German, and get out and meet the locals. Third, plan how you're going to manage your time wisely. Balancing academics, cultural adjustment, and job preparation can be overwhelming. Create a time plan with realistic goals that include space for studying, networking, learning German, and job searching. And also relaxing and having some fun. If you feel overwhelmed or simply feel like you're struggling, please don't hesitate to seek out help from your university's counseling center. Remember, it's totally possible to study in English and later on find a job working in Germany in German with the right amount of preparation and planning ahead of time. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you like this podcast, please leave a review on your favorite podcast platform and follow the show. If you have any feedback, questions, or suggestions for future topics, please leave a comment down below or write us via our online feedback form, which we will link to in the show notes. What's your favorite German word or saying?
I can't think of a sophisticated saying, but I say a lot, mit Karte bitte. And I kind of like it.
The daily thing that we're constantly saying, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's the thing that I said the most in Germany. Aside from Guten Morgen, Guten Tag, Tschüss, Dankeschön, of course.
Great.
That's the basic German you need before coming to Germany.
Perfect. Inside Deutschland, your guide to careers in Germany, is a podcast brought to you by the Alumni Portal Deutschland. I am your host, Jessica Schuler. Sound design, music and production, Stefan Stark and Anne Bergner for De Apparat Multimedia GmbH. Editing and production, Jessica Schuler, Amelie Baerbott, Charlotte Dietich and Leone Klüssendorf for De Apparat Multimedia GmbH.